When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, and welcome to The Short Stuff. I'm Josh, and there's Chuck, so let's go. Tally-ho.
So this one is interesting, I think. It's about the idea, and this goes by many names, all of which are fairly misogynistic, I think. Marrying up, gold-digging, trophy wife. These sort of terms have long been used, even though I did see that Forbes magazine claims to have invented the term, coined the term trophy wife in the 90s.
That feels like more of an 80s thing to me, don't you think?
Hey, that's what Forbes said. I read that article. But all to say, the idea of marrying up, which actually has a real name behind it, which is, how are you going to pronounce this? Hypergamy?
Like monogamy. Hypergamy.
Okay.
Hypergamy. That's what I'm going with. Finally stumbled upon it.
Wonder what Yitzhi has to say about all this.
Hypergamy. Yeah, whatever. Okay. It's basically the idea of what you just said, marrying up, a woman trading something, usually her looks, for a higher socioeconomic status. She's marrying a husband who might not look as good, but makes more money, and she is from a lower class, but she's marrying up because she has something to trade. That is the basis of it. And like you said, it's pretty misogynistic in general as a concept. The sad thing is it was absolutely a part of human history for a very long time up until very recently.
Yeah, there's geographic hypergamy. There was this journal article called Cross-Border Marriages, Gender and Mobility in Transnational Asia, where the author Nicole Constable, and by the way, thanks HowStuffWorks.com for this, talked about, it's the same thing, but it's actually... in addition to finances, it's you know, the lady from the farm moving into the big city,
right?
To move up both geographically and financially.
Yeah, moving from less developed areas to more developed areas, et cetera.
That's right.
So, and again, it was just a thing for a really long time because this was. While women were considered inferior to men, or maybe were prevented from working outside of the house in some societies at certain times in the past, the one way that a woman could kind of control her destiny was to choose who she was going to marry if her culture allowed her to choose. And that this was a way to like say, okay, I'm going to make a good life for myself. I'm going to choose carefully, and I'm going to choose the guy who makes the most money or has the most status that I can get to marry me.
Right. And especially a lot of times you would have probably a father pushing a daughter to do this. So it's sort of like a whole family's moving up in status. Mm-hmm. You certainly found this in different cultures around the world in the past. I know that in 1881, it was first used or first found in a book kind of like explicitly written about in a book called Panjab Castes. That was a book by Sir Denzil Ibbotson where they talked about, you know, a man seeking to marry his daughter off to a member of a tribe superior to his own. So I think culturally it was a lot of times, you know, parents pushing a daughter to do this.
Right. So the thing is, though, if this is like a worldwide cultural trait, even as you have like increasing globalization, eventually you're going to reach this kind of stasis where women who are at the top of the social ladder and men who are at the very bottom of the social ladder won't have anybody to marry because the woman can't marry up. There's nobody above her. The man can't marry down because there's nobody below him. And apparently some research, especially up into the 70s, found that this was actually the case in some cultures.
That's right. And then we came up with a different word. And so maybe we'll take a break. What a cliffhanger. And we'll tell you what the different word is right after this. Stuff you should know.
All right, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. Because in Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. It's very nice.
That's right. And the more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. I'm talking about unique stickers that you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, or hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults.
Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
That's right. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now for free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI. There's still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI and revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better. In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more, while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, lay it on us, bub.
Hypogamy. Hypogamy. Man.
I think hypogamy if we're going with hypergamy.
Yeah. But I was also saying hypergamy, and I like that too. No. So hypogamy and hypergamy. It really gets it across a little more if you can't see it spelled out, you know?
I think I just pictured like the skit of us when we're, you know, in our 80s and 90s, respectfully, like sitting around and debating how to pronounce things. Oh, boy. And I guess we're always, we'll be in there with Emily and you, me too. We'll all just be living together in some like community in Florida.
In the future.
And they're like just still rolling their eyes. They have a machine that rolls their eyes for them. So hypogamy is a marriage between a man of lower status to a woman of higher status.
Yeah, like a Jefferson and Marcy Darcy situation.
I don't know what that means.
From Married with Children, Marcy Darcy's second husband, okay. Jefferson.
I didn't see that show a lot. I don't remember. Hmm. I mean, I watched it a little bit, but who were they? Was that were they the neighbors or something?
Yeah, the across the street neighbors.
Okay. I think I remember that lady. That's the lady who in real life hated Al Bundy in real life, right?
Oh, I didn't know that. Is that
I think so. Huh. I think they really didn't like each other, if I'm thinking about the right person.
I did not know that.
So there's also another word, and this is, as it turns out, basically almost everyone is homogamy, which is marriage between people with similar statuses and characteristics.
Yeah, in our modern world, homogamy seems to be ruling the stage.
Yeah, in fact, I dug up this article from 2014, and this is from Business Insider, but it was all over the place, so clearly there was just like a study published. And researchers compared quality levels such as attractiveness, socioeconomic status within couples, and they found that basically the trophy wife stereotype was bunk. It does happen, and that's why you see a news story like, you know, Bill Wyman of the Rolling Stones and his, I can't remember, but let's say it was his 50s, married like a 19-year-old or something, you know, fairly gross. Or the old, that ancient billionaire who was like 90 that had the Playboy bunny wife. I can't remember them.
Yeah.
So like that stuff makes the news, and you see that stereotype sort of reinforced with these big splashy stories. But the sum of this study basically is like, that's basically rare, and that almost everybody marries people that are like them.
Yeah, and the one researcher in that article basically said, well, some people are like, no, like look at a doctor, a male doctor usually has a really beautiful wife, And this researcher was like, yeah, look at the doctor. He's probably likelier right. to be beautiful, too. He's probably
you
likelier
mean Dr.
to be,
Hunk?
Right. He's probably likelier to be, or McDreamy is right. more like it. Exactly. He's likelier, because he makes more money and because he's a doctor, to be in better shape, to not be overweight, to go to a dermatologist, to like go to an expensive hairdresser and do yeah. these things to be better looking. And then also, by the way, his wife actually is highly educated and had her own career, but she gave it up to stay home with the kids. So you're like missing stuff when you just make these presumptions about it. And from what these researchers are finding, like homogamy is definitely like the way almost everyone goes, at least in the West in modern times.
Yeah. And I will also say, and the one bone I picked to have with this study is they only surveyed couples in their early to mid-20s. So that makes a lot more sense, because I think the traditional sort of stereotype of marrying up or the trophy wife is the Bill Wyman, like the older rich guy who may be on his second wife,
right.
goes off and finds like some, you know, young model to get married to. The question, though, is does this make for a good relationship? Like, people get married to people that are more like them across the board because those marriages seem to last more.
Mm-hmm.
So does the 60-year-old retiring doctor who leaves his wife and marries the 22-year-old that they probably don't have a whole lot in common, do those marriages work?
So it depends. It depends on what kind of marriage you're talking about. What they found was that, I guess, economically hypergamous.
Sure.
And homogenous relationships or marriages didn't have any greater divorce rates than I think the general population, maybe. And
right.
then it was educational hypergamous marriages, where the husband has more education than the wife. Those are the ones that resulted in greater rates of divorce.
And I think that's the stereotype that you think about in movies where, like, you know, the older, very educated man marries some young dimwit and they just don't have anything in common. And that's destined to fail.
Yeah. Or like Tommy Lee was really like embarrassed by Pamela Anderson's ditziness and was really mean to her from what
oh, really?
I understand. Yeah. Like really mean. And I think had a real impact on her, self-confidence for a while. But yeah. I don't know that Tommy Lee has some great educational background, though.
Yeah, he never struck me as like, well, who knows? I don't want to cast dispersions. I don't know Tommy Lee.
Yeah, don't judge a book by its cover.
They also have found that this is becoming less and less of a thing, period, just because obviously, you know, in the modern age, there are plenty of women who out-earn their husbands mm-hmm. and have advanced career-wise further than their husbands. And I, in fact, know some people who, like, had stay-at-home dads instead of stay-at-home moms because the wife and mother had, like, ended up having a much better job.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, like, that's just happening more and more because, obviously, opportunity has changed a lot since, you know, the early days of, like, a family trying to marry their daughter off to a higher caste.
Right. And it has changed a lot. But, sadly, there's still, like, a big there's the perception of widespread hypergamy in America and Europe still to this day. But the researchers found out it's not this idea of marrying up. It's that you can explain the whole thing by the gender pay gap.
Exactly.
That if women were paid the same as men, there wouldn't be any hypergamy in America or Europe anymore, basically.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So let's get that gender pay gap closed. Why don't we?
It's always, this makes me think of, the Sidney Pollack's character in the movie Husbands and Wives. It was sort of that stereotypical thing where this older academic married sort of a young woman who wasn't as smart as he was.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just continually embarrassing him at this party.
Mm.
And he just snapped at the end and they got in a big argument and he yelled, "You're an infant!" And that's one of the lines I say a lot. It's just a joke to Emily and she always thinks it's very funny.
Who was it?
Sidney Pollack, who... great director, but boy, he was such a fun actor in the movies that he was in.
Yeah, he was the Eyes Wide Shut guy, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I love Sidney Pollack. R.I.P.
There's one other thing, too. Non-binary and gay couples, I believe, actually do have greater differences of educational attainment. They're more likely to have differences, but I didn't see that they're more likely to end in divorce.
Yeah, very interesting.
So that's it. That's hypergamy. Hypergamy? Which means short stuff is out.
Stuff You Should Know is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.